PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's words are ordinary and remarkable. Ah, it's a tremendous day in the city.
Hey, Becky, look! The Ming family tree.
It's like a map that shows who your family is and how they're related to you.
Who are you going to present to the class tomorrow?
It was a tough decision, but I'm going with my great-grandfather, Swoops. He was no ordinary test pilot. He was only the 17th person in the entire world to fly his jet faster than the speed of sound.
Whoa, that is so cool!
Oh, what about you, Violet? Who's the most remarkable person in your family tree?
That's easy. My great-aunt, Helen Heeslip. She let over 300 cats live in her house after the great flood of 1909.
That's remarkable, Violet.
I believe so as well.
After hearing about Scoops and Violet's families, the Botsfords all seem kind of ordinary.
Woo! I knew it! Our whole family is ordinary! We should get a medal for that or something.
Shh!
Actually, TJ, if something is ordinary, it means that it's plain, nothing special. It's the opposite of why someone would get a medal.
Shh! What? The Botsfords? No way!
But I still have a lot of family members to go through, so...
Don't worry, Becky. I'm sure you'll find someone to present to class tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a ton of remarkable Botsfords out there. I better find someone or I'll let down my whole family in front of the entire class. The butcher! No time to beat around the bush. The family tree. I'm gonna head straight home now and figure it out. Come on, Bob.
Shh! This is remarkable! I'm rich! Or at least I would be if I could actually make my getaway.
Going somewhere, Butcher?
Word Girl. Whatever could possibly bring you here?
Well, now that you ask, two things, actually. First, I believe you said remarkable a moment ago, and the word is remarkable.
Oh, wow! Thank you so much for pointing that out. Now I should be on my way.
And two, I can't let you steal all of those candy bars.
But I'm not stealing candy. I'm stealing money. Oh, no, it's candy. I'm not going to jail for a bag full of candy. Chop, chop, chop!
Wow, great job, Word Girl. What an exceptional little girl. Why, she must come from a great family.
A little bit later at the Botsford residence.
Okay, Bob. I know this looks like an ordinary day around here, but keep on the lookout. With any luck, remarkable Botsfords will start popping up everywhere.
I am the greatest of all time!
See?
You won't believe it, Becky. I finally got that pesky mustard stain out of your father's shirt!
Oh, well, that is great. But I don't know if it's remarkable enough for my presentation.
Well, I am going to try to get a ketchup stain out of TJ's shirt if you want to stick around.
That's okay. Thanks, though.
I did it. I broke the world record.
That's definitely remarkable. Wow, TJ, you just broke a world record?
Yes, most jumps on a pogo stick. Let me just check the record book now to make sure.
So?
Current record? 200,000 jumps.
And how many did you get?
Two... That's it, too. But I still broke my personal world record. I've been stuck at one for days.
Over 5,000. Becky! Something wrong?
No, not wrong, Dad. Just ordinary.
Maybe this will help.
I'm trying to do a project for school, and I have to do a presentation on the most remarkable member of our family tree.
Oofta, that's a tough one.
Tell me about it.
So few to choose from.
Wait, what?
I've got a whole photo album full of remarkable family members.
You do?
Becky, we're the Botsfords. You see him? That's Benjamin J. Botsford. He worked on the very first car assembly line.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was the paint inspector. His job was to literally watch paint dry. Fun fact, that's actually a popular expression now.
Maybe we should try another page.
Okay, now he is in the Football Hall of Fame. He led the city in scoring.
Wow, now that's remarkable.
Small correction, scorekeeping. He was in the Football Scorekeepers Hall of Fame. Yay! One of the best the city's ever seen. Man, could he count. Oh, and her? That's Ethel Maxton Botsford. She saved the king.
Of France?
Nope. The king, Becky. The king of discount socks. At the old mall.
Yay!
If Ethel hadn't moved his store to the new mall, they would have been out of business now. Oh, great thinking, Ethel. I'm wearing some right now.
Dad, I thought you said this album was full of remarkable Botsfords.
Oh, it is. Every page has a story just like this.
You do know what remarkable means, right?
Of course I do. Something is remarkable when it's amazingly special or unusual. And it's not just the Botsfords, Becky. Another example of something remarkable might be when someone flies their jet faster than the speed of sound. Or, I know, when that Heeslip lady saved all those cats during the flood. That was remarkable.
Well, thanks for the help, Dad. I should probably get up to my room and at least finish my family tree.
Anytime, Becky. Good luck!
What am I gonna do? This whole family tree thing is just so... exhausting. What? Bob, what is it? The butcher? Did he break out of jail already? Come on, Bob.
Just another remarkable day for Wonder Bro.
TJ?
What's the matter, sis? Did you think the whole family was ordinary?
Well, actually...
Check you later, sis.
I don't know what's going on around here, Huggy. But we can figure it out after we bring the butcher back to jail.
Whoa! That was a close one, dear.
Mom?
I just saved the farmer's market from a giant tree slug and thought I'd bring you some fresh carrots. I want to make sure you're eating enough veggies. See it all?
Well, this just keeps getting more and more remarkable. Butcher.
Hamburger!
He's too strong, Huggy.
Uh-huh.
Dad?
You can call me the Tim.
The Tim? That was remarkable!
Of course it was, for we are the Botsfords!
Remarkable high five!
Yeah!
Huh? What's happening? Was I dreaming? Oh, of course I was dreaming. Ugh, guess I'm back to real life and my ordinary family.
Becky, hurry up! You're gonna miss the bus!
Oh no, and I'm late? Wait for me! Thanks for waiting for me.
Thank your brother. He's the one what told me to wait.
He did? Hey, thanks, TJ. You totally saved the day.
No problem, sis. It's just another ordinary day for your wonderful bro.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Well, this is it. Presentation day. You guys ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I'm totally ready. I even brought Aunt Helen's prize collection of fur balls to help tell her story. I can't wait to hear about the remarkable person you found in your family tree, Becky.
Yeah, me neither. Because there isn't one. What? Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I was late catching the bus this morning and I forgot my family tree and my lunch.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Sorry to interrupt, but Becky, I think you forgot something.
My family tree! My lunch!
Just want to make sure you're eating enough vegetables.
Right. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, and Becky, your shoelace.
Oh, thanks to Tim. I mean, Dad.
Sure thing, sweetheart.
A little later.
Even though my family tree might look a little ordinary, there are some people in it who are definitely remarkable to me. So today, I'm doing my presentation on my mom, my dad, and my brother, TJ.
And so, Becky finally realized her family wasn't so ordinary after all. And I just realized we've come to the end of the show. Be sure to tune in again next time for more crime-fighting fun on another remarkable episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is scamper. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily, go ahead.
Scamper means to run or move quickly or lightly, like in that last clip where Dr. Two Brain's mice are scampering away, carrying him on a wheel of cheese.
Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl Super Duper Supercharged Super Ball. Okay, that's it for today's... As I was saying, that's... Whoa! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words attend and rare. Ah, yes, another exciting day in the city. Why? Because it's the Botsford family occasional cleaning of the little space between the floorboard and the molding. And everybody's getting in on the action.
I'm not sure this is action.
Come on, this is action-packed. When you clean, it's like you're on a treasure hunt. Only the treasure is dust.
Right, but isn't treasure usually less dusty and more shiny? Look, I found a penny.
Neat.
Weird. The front of this penny looks right, but the back has a bumblebee on it.
Whoa! That's because you're holding a bumblebee penny from 1913. It's one of the most rare pennies in the world.
Wow.
Wait a minute. If this penny's so rare, how come I've never seen one?
Because something is rare when there aren't many other things like it. Rare things are hard to find because there aren't a lot of them around.
Well, this is an incredible discovery. I should show this off at the city's rare penny exhibit.
Hi, everyone. Becky, are you as excited about the show as I am?
Wow, word travels fast. But actually, Violet, the rare penny exhibit isn't for a couple of days.
The what exhibit?
Violet is actually here because there's a special episode of Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour in about... Oh, now!
I brought snacks and notepads to write down our thoughts for a complete viewing experience.
Oh, I see. Well, tell you what. You watch your show now, and we'll have a fascinating penny discussion when we all attend the exhibit in a few days.
Sure, Dad. I'm looking forward to it. The Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Midsummer Celebration! Oh, I can't believe it's finally here!
I've been looking forward to it since the late spring celebration special.
Do you remember in that episode
when... Shh! The show's starting! I mean, I don't really care, but, you know, you guys might want to be able to hear it.
Ja, you cannot find me. Oh, you found me. Let's all take a nap.
Shining Tail, this was a midsummer I'll never forget.
I'd say it was more of a celebration, Princess.
You're right, a midsummer celebration.
Yes.
So I loved it, of course. But I have to admit that I loved it less than every other episode of the show I've ever seen.
Right, exactly. It was really, really good, like all the episodes of Pretty Princess, but it wasn't really, really, really good.
Are you guys kidding me? That was the absolute worst episode of Pretty Princess that I've ever seen.
TJ, don't be so dramatic.
Oh, come on, admit it, Becky. That midsummer special was a major stinker.
Well, parts were confusing.
But the episode had all the important stuff in it, you know? It had a princess and a pony.
Pretty Princess never had a beard.
How could we not notice?
Okay, everybody needs to cool down. Let's remember that the Midsummer Celebration special episode must have been good, because Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour is always good.
You're right. Maybe there is something wrong with us.
Exactly.
Like we're in a bad mood and we can't appreciate a good story. So all we need to do is watch it again when we're feeling better.
Good idea. Let's plan on attending a special Midsummer Celebration rewatch.
Yay! I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
A few days later, at the Rare Penny exhibit...
There's so much great information to say about the Bumblebee Penny, I don't know where to start. Maybe the part where I explain what money is?
Oh, I like that part. It's so on topic.
Violet! I'm glad you decided to attend the exhibit.
I thought if I attended the exhibit, seeing all of these rare coins might get my mind off the Pretty Princess Magic Pony Midsummer Celebration.
So, did it work?
No! But seeing the giant 10-ton penny made me realize something. The Midsummer Celebration is a big special. So to appreciate it, we have to watch it on a big screen.
That could be it!
This convention center has a room with a huge screen, and a rerun of the Midsummer Celebration is just about to start!
So who wants to put on the bee costume and dance around all crazy?
I do!
Bob, I know the penny is important to Dad, but we have to make sure we were wrong before, and that we really do love the special episode of Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour! This is important!
Meanwhile, trouble is brewing. Much like a storm might brew on the high seas, if you were a pirate like our old friend Captain Tangent.
Feast your eyes, Husker. An entire exhibit filled with doubloons.
Ripe for the picking.
I tell ye, this be right up my alley. Though, of course, it's not the only thing that's up my alley. I like building ships in a bottle. Good ship in a bottle, now. That's a great way to spend a lazy Sunday afternoon. What you do is start
doubloons,
with...
Doubloons! Doubloons!
All right, the doubloons. Listen up, ye scurvy landlubbers. It be me, Captain Tangent, the Dread Pirate, and I'm here to rob ye of all your doubloons.
Do you believe this guy? Hey, buddy, the doubloons exhibit was last week. you get me.
I'll be taking these doubloons and putting them in a large treasure chest. Actually, I those treasure chests of all sizes. The most important thing about a treasure chest isn't the size, it's making sure it closes with a tight seal.
This flower party is a lot of fun, but now the flowers need our help.
Wow, 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 wow.
Let's go hunt for Bramble.
That wasn't even the real pony's voice.
Okay!
You can totally tell Sparkletopia is Cleveland.
Hold on, Bob. We're dealing with something very important here. Violet, we need to face it. This special episode isn't even really, really great. It's just regular great. Wait, what? Captain Tangent? But what is he doing here? He's going to steal all the rare pennies? Violet, I'll be right back. Bob wants to show me a rare, roast beef sandwich. Ugh.
Look, a purple cloud. Let's name all the other colors that exist.
This isn't getting better.
Yar, this be a nice addition to me doubloon collection, which, truth be told, is getting quite low. In fact, the other day I noticed the price of me gym membership nearly doubled.
Cancel the gym. A nice run in the park is free.
You're right, Oscar. And speaking of running, let's make a hasty getaway before Word Girl...
Too late.
Drop the pennies, Captain Tangent.
Word Girl. Arr, how's that for a coincidence? No sooner do I say Word Girl's name and she shows up. It's like the time I said, I better call me mother. And at that very moment, the phone rang and who was it? Me mother. Oh, that reminds me. She says we have to go to her art exhibit. No excuses this time.
Excuse me, Captain Tangent. Can we stay focused on what's happening here right now?
Oh, right. Sorry. But don't forget, next week, Mom's art exhibit.
I'll pencil her in.
Listen, if you don't give back those pennies, the next exhibit you attend will be in jail.
That doesn't scare me, especially because I'm not sure what you mean by the word attend. Arr.
The word attend means to go to. So when you say you have to go to your mom's art exhibit, it's the same as if you said you have to attend her art exhibit.
I see. Well, I'm glad we both attended this exhibit, because now I've got two treasures, these doubloons and an understanding of the word attend. Thanks, Word Girl.
You're welcome, Captain Tangent.
Now, as a token of my appreciation, take some doubloons!
Those rare pennies don't belong to you. They're for everyone to enjoy, especially the bumblebee penny.
Why? What be so special about the bumblebee penny?
Well, that's a pretty interesting story.
Oh, I love stories. Ah, me too.
Back in 1913, old Mac Sullivan was the official coin designer at the National Mint. That's where they make coins.
Oh, thanks, Huggy. Wow, people are really interested in Dad's story.
And that is the story of the rare bumblebee penny. Thank you for your time.
Woo, tell him, Dad!
You know, that'd be a pretty good yarn. Rock, edge of my seat. It reminds me of a birthday party I attended on the ship of a close friend. Being at sea is...
That's enough, Captain Tangent. This story is over.
And I was just about to get to the point.
If you want to learn how to tell a good story, you should listen to this man right here. I'm glad I got to attend your presentation, sir. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Word Girl. Unlike Captain Tangent, I like stories to stick to a topic and make sense to the listener.
I guess we can't all tell stories like you, sir.
Well, Word Girl, if you liked my bumblebee penny story, stick around. Hey, who wants to hear a story of how I found my rare steel penny?
I do!
Me too!
Well, all right, gather round. It was springtime, just before summer, which is just before autumn. And I had just broken ground on my first worm farm.
So, Word Girl managed to protect the rare pennies, stop Captain Tangent, and hear some very interesting stories about coins. And if you can't wait for the Pretty Prince's late summer spectacular, make sure you attend the next super awesome episode of Word Girl.
Wow, jump the shark much?
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word scamper. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, sir.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for scamper. Emily!
Number one. In that picture, the learner is scampering toward a mansion, running lightly and quickly so he doesn't get caught.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. 200 more official Word Girl Super Duper Supercharged Super Balls. That's our show. See you next time on...
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!